成人神训班的目标啊，就是要装备每一位回到地方教会啊来服侍神。
The goal of this National Adult Theological Seminary is to equip everyone so that when you return to your local churches, you may be a better worker for God.
我们深信，再过几年之后，我们在这个地方所付出的劳力，在地方教会可以感觉到有成果。
I believe in a few years, the efforts that we've spent at this NATS can be felt at our local churches.
虽然不是很快，但是一定会有感觉得到。
Even though this transformation or this transformation may take time to realize, but I'm sure that we will feel that change in few years.
那一个最好服侍神的人，应该是一个最像主耶稣的人。
The best worker for God is someone who is just like Jesus.
就像保罗说：“我活着就是基督。”
Just as Paul said, to live is Christ.
你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
And you should imitate me as I have imitated Christ.
所以我们服侍神一个最后的目标，就是要效法耶稣。
And so the ultimate goal of serving God is to imitate God or Christ.
那我们现在来看主耶稣怎么服侍神。
And so now we're going to share how Christ Jesus has served God.
路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter
4, 16节
verse 16.
第四章十六节
Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照着平常的规矩，进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。十七节
verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写说，十八节。
Verse 18.
主的灵高在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。这里主耶稣在安息日进入圣殿。
Here the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
然后他拿起以赛亚书。
And he stood up and read.From the book of Isaiah.
然后从以赛亚书里面，他找到一句话来开始他的传道生活。
And from a passage in the book of Isaiah, he started his ministry of preaching.
那从十八节一直到十九节，就是在以赛亚书六十一章里面所写的。
And so verses 18 and 19 were lifted up from Isaiah chapter 61.
为什么旧约圣经可以相信
？Why is it that we can believe the Old Testament？
因为主耶稣引用过。
It is because the Lord Jesus himself quoted from the Old Testament.
所以这证明旧约圣经是可信的。
And so this proves that the Old Testament is, can be trusted by us.
我们所念的以赛亚书是非常宝贵的。
And so the book of Isaiah, which we're studying now, is truly precious.
在新约圣经引用很多以赛亚书。
Because the book of Isaiah has been quoted in the New Testament multiple times.
里面有很多的讯息，真的是给我们希望，给我们安慰，给我们力量。
And many passages from the book of Isaiah has given us hope, peace, and comfort.
那主耶稣能够在以赛亚书找到一个地方，他适合需要的经节啊，来开始他的传道工作，这代表主耶稣对圣经很熟。
And here, the Lord Jesus was able to pick a very appropriate passage from the book of Isaiah to start his ministry. It means that the Lord Jesus himself knew the Old Testament well.
所以我们在服侍神一个很重要的装备，就是需要有神的话。在我们心里面。
And so a very important equipment that we need to have is to know the Bible well.
神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path.
所以在服侍的过程，我们遇到很多的困难。
And so as we serve God, we may encounter multiple or many difficulties.
我们常常会想，那怎么解决？
And we often wonder to ourselves, how should we tackle these?
我们每一个解决困难的方式都应该有圣经的原则来指引。
But there may be many ways to solve these problems, but all of them need to be according to the word of the Bible.
教会要怎么成长？
How can we cause the church to grow?
它有商业模式可以让教会成长。
We can model the church operation according to business models outside.
它有社区的模式让教会成长。
We can manage this church as if we were managing a community.
它有社团的方式能够让教会成长。
We can also manage the church as if we were organizing a social organization.
所以有很多不同的方式可以让教会成长。
And so there are many ways that in which we can grow the church.
但是问题是哪一个方式是神喜欢？
But we need to think inside to see which way is according to God's will.
那这就要有神的话在内心做引导。
It means also that we need to have the word of God inside of us in order to understand the will of God.
所以我们走的方向才会得神喜悦。
So that the direction in which we walk will be pleasing to God.
那主耶稣出来传道理。
And so Jesus came out to preach.
他很清楚他要做什么。
He was clear in his mind as to what he was doing.
所以他引用以赛亚书就是预言他来世界要做什么。
And so the reason why he quoted the book of Isaiah was that he was agreed to the prophecies in the book of Isaiah.
19节说报告神悦纳人的禧年。
In verse 19 it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
就是要把神的好消息传给人。
It means that he was there to preach the good news to all mankind.
因此主耶稣所做的工作一方面要面对神要把人跟神拉在一起。
And so the Lord Jesus had this task to do first is to be a mediator between God and men.
这个也是我们今天做的工作。
And this is also a task in front of us.
要通过我们的服事使人能够认识神使人能够靠近神。
So that through our service we can reconnect people to God again.
也要通过我们的代祷使神的怜悯恩典能够达到人。
And through our prayers we can bring the grace of God to all mankind.
那这个神悦纳人的禧年是什么
？And what is this acceptable year of the Lord？
从第十九节开始十八节开始提到几点
？And so from verses 18 to 19, we can see several points.
说被掳的要得释放。
It says here that the captives will be liberated.
这个被掳是什么
？Who are the captives？
也可以讲被罪恶所掳。
They are the ones who have been under the control of sin.
能够在主的恩典下得释放。
And through the grace of Christ, they can be liberated.
瞎眼的得看见。
And here it says that the blind will receive sight.
这是指的在灵界上不认识的，今天眼睛开了，可以看见。
It means that the spiritual blinded people will receive sight and see the real reality.
受压制的得自由。
And it says here that the oppressed will be liberated.
被魔鬼压制可以得到自由。
It means that those who are oppressed by Satan will receive liberty.
这是主耶稣今天要我们做的工作。
And so this is the task in front of us that the Lord has entrusted to us.
你若看美国社会，好多人被罪捆绑。
We can see in this American society today that there are many people who are bounded by sin.
Drug, 这是一种罪啊，摧毁自己的身。
People with drug addictions.
这是一种罪。
And this is a type of sin.
再来，我们看很多人醉酒。
There are many drunkards or alcoholics.
这个也是一种捆绑。
And they are also bounded by alcohol.
还有淫乱，这也是一种捆绑。
And those people who are bounded by sexual immoralities.
所以这个要神的能力临到才有办法解决啊。
Only through the grace of God coming upon them can they be liberated.
怎么下决心？如果没有神的能力，没有办法。
It is true that we can make determination to change, but without the grace of God, the power of God, we cannot change.
那圣灵一充满，这个捆绑就断掉了。
Once the Holy Spirit fills us, the bondage is broken.
所以末世守道很难，但不是不可能。
And so, even though these things are hard to come by, but it is not impossible.
但是需要有神的能力。
But the requirement is that we need to have the power of God.
瞎眼看见，这差不多是绝大的神迹。
For the blind to receive sight is a miracle.
叫现在的人眼睛只看地上，能够看到天国，能够看到属灵的事情，这是很大的神迹。
And to make someone who only focuses on things right in front of them to make them look into heaven is also a miracle.
这需要神的能力开他们的心。
It requires the power of God to open their sight and their hearts.
被魔鬼压制能够得自由。
For those who are oppressed by Satan to receive liberty.
可见这是一种征战。
Means that there is a spiritual battle.
那这也是要能力。
This also requires power.
因此十八节的开始说主的灵在我身上。
Therefore, the passage starts with, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
他用膏膏我,
and he has anointed me.
然后主耶稣去传福音,
and to preach the gospel to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣去传福音是带着神充分的同在, 充足的权柄。
And so for Jesus to preach the gospel, he carried with him the full Holy Spirit of God.
因此马可福音第一章, 主耶稣开始传道理。
In Mark chapter 1, the Lord Jesus began to preach.
大家很惊讶,
everyone was amazed.
有一句话说, 他不像文士,
it was said that he was not like one of the scribes.
因为他有权柄,
because he seemed to have authority.
那主耶稣的权柄有三方面的表现,
and so his authority had three manifestations.
啊, 第一个权柄, 讲道有权柄,
as the first manifestation was that he preached with power.
好像, 啊, 一大, 很利的剑, 扎到人的心,
it was like a sharp sword, it pierced the hearts of men.
哦, 第二个,
and caused them to repent.
他有权柄行神迹,
number two, he had the authority to perform miracles.
哦, 所以叫彼得的岳母从起来生病起来走,
and so he was able to heal the mother-in-law of Peter to come and get up and walk in.
第三个, 他能够赶鬼,
the third is that he had the power to cast out Satan.
就因为他有权柄, 所以很快, 主耶稣的工作这样一下就传遍,
and because Jesus had authority, and so his work was preached very quickly.
所以今天我们要让教会圣工发展, 一定要从最基本的开始,
and so in order to grow our church today, we need to start from the fundamentals.
就是祈求神的灵浇灌在我们身上,
that is to ask the Lord to send down his Holy Spirit to be poured out on us, so that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the basic thing that we need to do while we serve God.
所以在我们在美国训练这个神学生啊, 啊, 第一件事情就是祷告。
So the first task the first way we train our theological students is to teach them how to pray.
啊, 早上祷告一个钟头,
they will pray for 1 hour in the morning.
啊, 下午再祷告一个钟头,
they will pray for a second hour in the afternoon.
啊, 因为这是 要从上头领受能力一个必要的条件,
because prayer is a requirement for us to receive power from above.
好, 那我们看哪一个地方教会圣工比较发展, 一般都是比较多人在祷告。
Among our churches, the ones that have more are more mighty in their holy work are those who also pray the most.
哦, 所以祷告很重要。
And so prayer is a very important part of our service.
我们回到地方教会应该要推动祷告。
And so after we return to our local churches, we need to promote prayers.
啊, 圣经说要, 啊, 常常祷告。
And then the Bible also tells us to pray without ceasing.
我们现在祷告太多的人大概很少。
So I believe there are very few of us who are praying too much.
怎么每次都看到在祷告, 这样的人很少。
It is very rare for us to see someone praying all the time, and we wonder that they're praying too much.
我们大部分都是祷告不够。
Most of the time, we don't pray enough.
哦, 所以我们领受神的能力不够。
And so we have not received the fullness of power from God.
如果我们大家被圣灵充满, 我们圣工应该会再往上一层楼进步。
Because if indeed we have been filled with Holy Spirit, the holy work will be even more prosperous.
那祷告当然跪下来, 这是一种挑战啊。
And so of course it is a challenge to kneel down to pray.
啊, 但是祷告被圣灵充满, 这是一种享受。
But after we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, it is actually a spiritual enjoyment.
心里很轻松, 心里很喜乐, 很平安。
You would feel very relaxed and would be full of joy.
除非我们愿意投入我们的精神体力下去, 很深入的祷告, 不然我们就没有这个体验。
Unless we can put in our 100% into our prayers, we will never experience this.
那当我们很深入的去祷告, 有了这个体验之后, 我们生命就更新了。
Once we have had deep prayers, we will find that our lives have changed.
我们就觉得神跟我们相当的靠近。
And we will feel that we're very close to God.
充满着喜乐跟平安。
And we will be filled with joy and peace.
所以祷告本身啊, 并不是可怕。
And so we should not be afraid of praying.
最可怕的是我们不愿意下功夫祷告。
We should be afraid of ourselves not willing to pray.
所以一个工人, 应该从祷告开始。
And so to be a worker of God, we need to start from having a prayer life.
使徒行传第一章我们看是祷告开始。
We can see that the book of Acts starts with prayer as well.
所以我们在教会里面啊，鼓动, 要建立一个祈祷的风气。
And so in our local churches, we need to have this this trend to pray.
哦，那这需要一段很长的时间带领。
And of course, it takes time to cultivate this culture.
甚至我们在很多新开拓的地区啊，圣工能够突破，都是很奇妙的。
And we also found that in newly established churches, in order for the holy work to take have a jump start, it also requires prayers.
我八零年代啊，去加纳，那个时候常常每一年去一次。
And so in the 1980s, I went to Ghana.
我每一次去都很高兴。
And I would go there yearly, and every time I went there, I was very joyful.
那工人就会这样啊，哈、哦，这里什么什么啊，神的工作，那里什么神的工作，这里又开一个聚会点，那里又开一个聚会点。
Because the workers there would report to me every time that they had newly established a church here and there, and then this is the wondrous works that they have witnessed there.
所以看到神的工作很兴盛，就非常喜乐。
And so I was very excited about the work that was being that was taking place in Ghana.
那我发现了、啊，
so、I was very joyful.
在八零年代，这些非洲的工人很会祷告。
And so what I noticed was that in the 1980s, these African workers were very fervent in prayers.
他们有的整夜祷告。
Some of them even pray all night.
常常禁食祷告。
And many of them fasted.
所以在加纳最少有四个死人复活的例子。
And so in Ghana alone, there were four people who resurrected from the dead.
这是实在的。
And so these are true stories.
主耶稣当时的权柄现在在非洲教会显现。
And it is true that the authority of Christ became real in Ghana.
没有什么秘诀，就是抓住神的应许，恳切的祷告。
There were no other tricks but to grasp a hold of God, Christ, in prayer.
神就会怜悯我们。
And God will have mercy upon us.
我们现在再回来看以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书的十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
十一章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他的根要生出枝子，必结果实。
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
啊，这里说啊，从他的根要的枝子要结果子。
It says that there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse.
这个就从这个大卫的后代啊，要有一个救主出生。
It means that there will be a savior from the descendants of Jesse or David.
他的工作要结果子，会有很实在的表现。
And his work will bear fruits.
那为什么
？Why？
第二节
，verse two，
说神的灵必住在他身上。
It says the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
所以主耶稣能够多结果子的重要的关键是神的灵在他身上。
The reason why the Lord Jesus was able to bear much fruit was that the Spirit of the Lord had rested upon him.
教会就是耶稣的身体。
Today the church is the body of Christ.
教会要多结果子，必须有神的灵住在教会，充满教会。
In order for the church to bear fruit, the Spirit of the Lord must rest upon the church and be filled.
接下去就提到这个神的灵所带给我们的好处。
And then it says here the benefits of receiving the Spirit.
说使他有智慧跟聪明的灵。
So the Spirit will cause us to have wisdom and understanding.
真的有很多时候我们不晓得怎么办。
It is true there are many times when we don't know what to do.
我们祷告，圣灵会带领。
But when we pray, the Holy Spirit guides us.
对真理的认识，对实际圣工要怎么决定，神会带领。
And the Holy Spirit leads us into the understanding of the word and the way to carry out the holy work.
我们在很多教会啊，在购买的会堂的过程当中，体会到神很丰富的带领。
There are many examples of churches as during the process of church building, many churches have been led by the Holy Spirit.
有的教会祷告很认真，然后看到一个建筑很中意啊，结果有的信徒大会没有通过，只差一票。
And so there's this example where a group of members were about to purchase a church, and then someone had a vision to see this church in the vision, but after voting, the proposal did not pass.
大家就怪谁啊？因为谁没有投票，不然过了我们就买那个教会。
And so at the end, they ended up blaming each other because the votes were pretty even. they missed by one vote.
那后来啊，他们找到更好的教会，才说啊，感谢神，当初没有那间教会没有买。
And so later on, after a while, they found another church, and then they were able to purchase that church successfully. At the end, and so at the end, they thank God for not buying the first church.
所以这个神的灵在带领，这个是很奇妙的。
And so it is very mysterious how the Spirit of God guides us.
那也有这个教会刚刚第一次看到要买，没有通过。
There's another example where a church was about to buy a church building, and during the first try, they were not successful.
但过了不多久以后，再回去买同样的建筑。
After a while, they ended up buying the same building.
结果价钱省了十几万。
With a lower price.
这个也不是人想得出来的。
And so this is something that men could not devise.
所以如果我们不要靠自己的聪明，这样努力祷告，神一定会带领。
And so, as men, we should not rely on our smarts, but just keep praying, and God will surely guide us.
他给我们的灵是智慧跟聪明的灵。
The spirit that He gives us is the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
关键不在乎神不能做什么，是在乎我们不敢完全依靠给他。
The key is not that God is not able to do this for us, but that we are unwilling or we are afraid to trust Him.
那下面说谋略和能力的灵。
The Spirit of the Lord is also a spirit of counsel and might.
主耶稣来世界上最重要的工作是什么？
What is the most important work that Jesus came to fulfill?
我们看在约翰福音呢，他向天父祷告，你所托付的我已经完成了。
In the book of John, it says that the Lord said to God, that what you have entrusted in me, I have fulfilled.
十字架上最后一句话，成了。
And on the cross, the last words were, "It is finished."
就是神的救恩完成了。
It means that God's salvation plan had been fulfilled.
所以主耶稣来世界就完成神的救赎。
And so Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to fulfill the salvation plan of God.
但是这个计划啊，只有神的能力同在才能够做得出来。
But this salvation plan could only be accomplished by the might of God, the power of God.
因为在好像客西马尼园这个最后一个阶段，主耶稣祷告很迫切。
And so during the very last stage, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus prayed with earnesty.
他才能够被钉十字架。
And because he prayed with earnesty, he was able to give up himself to be nailed on the cross.
他才有那个能力去喝那个苦杯，救恩才能完成。
And because of his prayer, he was able to take the bitter cup and to fulfill the plan of salvation.
所以教会里面如果很多人发表意见，没有人要祷告，这个教会不会发展。
If in a church there are many people who are very eager to offer opinions but are unwilling to pray, this church will not grow.
但如果很多人发表意见，很多人愿意祷告，有可能会发展。
If there are many people who are eager to share their opinions and they're eager to pray, this church will surely grow.
那即使没有人有什么意见，努力祷告，神也会带出一条路来。
And sometimes there may be no opinions among the church members, but they are earnest in prayers. God will still guide them, open a path for them.
我们不要想说教会里面没有聪明人就不会圣工就不会发展，不是这样。
We should not think that there are not many wise people in a church, that the work of the church will not grow.
你看使徒时代几个突破，有哪一个是神人想出来的？
And so we can see that there are many turning points in the book of Acts where the turning points were devised by men.
第二章突破犹太教的包围是谁想的？
In Acts chapter 2, when they broke the barrier between the Jews and the Gentiles, who thought of that plan?
第十章突破种族的界限是谁想出来？
And in chapter 10, they were able to break the racial barrier. Who thought of that plan?
十六章突破地域的界限是谁想出来？
In chapter 16, they were able to break the barrier of death or hell. Who thought of that?
十五章突破真理的了解是谁想出来的？
And in chapter 15, they were able to break through understanding of the truth. Who thought of that?
完全是圣灵的工作。
They were all guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以教会真的要需要祷告。
And so that is why in church today, we need to pray.
让我们有谋略，谋略也有能力。
So that we may have the spirit of counsel and might.
那下面知识跟敬畏。
Next, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
知识叫人自高自大。
We know that knowledge puffs up.
但是如果被圣灵充满。
But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
人会敬畏神。
We will have the fear of the Lord.
那知识是好的。
And in that case, knowledge is good.
那如果没有敬畏的心。
But if we do not have the fear of God,
知识反而让人跌倒。
this knowledge will cause us to fall.
所以圣灵充满，我们再来研究圣经，这对我们是有帮助的。
And so when we are filled with the Holy Spirit and when we study the Bible, then we will be edified.
但是如果没有圣灵充满，我们研究 一堆的知识，有时候对我们没有帮助。
But if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit and we try to study the Bible, the knowledge there will not edify us.
所以主耶稣多结果子，因为神的灵在他身上。
In conclusion, the Lord Jesus bear much fruit because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
所以从主耶稣从以赛亚书我们知道神的灵充满非常重要。
And so from the book of Isaiah, we learn that it is very truly important to be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们特别为 Cindy 的小弟弟祷告。
We will pray especially for Cindy's little boy.
最近要开始接受治疗。
And he will soon receive chemotherapy.
求主带领看顾。
We ask the Lord to guide and protect them.
那我们一起来到前面的祷告。
Let us come to the front to pray.